Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, to consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 7th of February, 2022, the fifth Monday of Epiphany. Israel Tayu sings, Glory to the Father. Today's reading is from the letter to the Colossians, the third chapter, starting at the 12th verse.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
The There are many different definitions of success in the world and in the church. What was your definition of success before you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord of your life? If you've always known Him, how has it changed or evolved as you've walked with Him? And if you've never considered Jesus' framework for success, consider these words, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In the United Adoration Devotional, A Place of Beauty, Moses Kamani, the Africa Coordinator and Kenya Regional Leader for United Adoration, writes this: "We know that God is best glorified when we present before Him everything that we are going through, our joys and sorrows alike. To present only one aspect of the human experience while ignoring the other is to dehumanize the worshipers. Consider this, that more than half of the entire content of the Psalms are songs of lament. We need songs of joy, songs of celebration, songs of adoration, songs of lament, and songs of protest for social justice. This will inject much-needed authenticity in congregational worship." Think about your own body of work, either as a songwriter or another creative discipline. How might you move forward in speaking to the entirety of the human experience? As we listen to the scriptures a second time, imagine what it might look like for the peace of Christ to reign in whatever circumstances you find yourself today.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him."
Consider the stated mission of United Adoration: to revitalize the creativity of the local church by empowering artists to create in their own language, culture, and context. Take time now to ask the Lord to speak to you about your body of work and how it fits with this goal. If you like, you might even journal His answers so that you can ponder and reflect on them at a later time. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, you see the depths of my heart, you know my inmost being. Reveal to me the crevices of my heart you wish to fill with your presence. Orient my mind and heart to your direction, so that I and the works of my hands may serve you and build up those around me for your love's sake. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.